Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Todd Smith, who's the President and CEO of Level 5 Financial, and we'll be continuing our discussion on the family office and focusing today on the client experience. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's good to talk with you, too. I just love your approach to serving clients, but serving clients through strategic alliances of CPAs and accounting firms and bringing some of these services to them. And I'm excited to talk about this because I think a lot of times people hear like, oh, we can do this and this would be really good because. But let's dive into the client experience. What is that like? Because that really paints a great picture. So what's the client experience like when you're working with some of the clients through your accounting and CPA firms you work with?
Yeah, great question. It's a big topic. I'll try to synthesize this as much as possible. But speaking to the accountants out there, it's an entirely different experience than maybe the tax and accounting services that they currently offer. So what we've seen is hundreds of accountants kind of move in this direction. And in doing so, I've spotted a few main differences. And first, let's just say that the family office that we're talking about through the partnership with Level 5 Financial really is a subset of a much larger process that we've kind of coined as the proactive planning process, or PPP. And that includes the systems and the process and the technology. So family office that we've talked about in the past, Mike, is really just a subset of that. Second, compared to kind of the, what I call the typical or conventional tax and accounting offerings that really revolves around deadlines and compliance, as the name implies with the PPP or the proactive planning process, it's really a year-long ongoing journey that's proactively forward-looking. So not only is the experience enhanced through multiple meetings throughout the year, but it's also enhanced with a level of proactivity that helps serve clients better. Every accountant I've met, many of our listeners probably have received calls and emails after the fact, right? It's the client that calls and says, oh, by the way, I sold my business or property, or tax season rolls around and you find out things that you should have known 6 months ago. So the PPP, this proactive lens, if you will, really helps accountants avoid that. And then third, which I've mentioned before, is that the client experience is much more comprehensive and holistic. Now accountants have the capability and expertise as part of their extended team to address nearly anything on a personal and business side for a client. So it goes much farther than just tax and accounting. So if you look at it this way, you're now combining forces with an accounting firm, a full-service wealth management firm, and then also a virtual family ecosystem, which includes an additional 30-plus experts. All this combined, you can imagine, provides tremendous depth and capabilities that an accountant would never have on their own. And so that's an entirely different experience for the client, where they now feel like they're being served by a large regional or big four accounting firm. So that was a lot. Does that make sense to you?
That was a lot. It makes total sense. And I want to unpack a couple of the points because it really, really ties it up really well, what you said. I love PPP, proactive planning process. Because I'm not an engineer, but I love processes and systems because if you want me to do something and there's multi-steps, just show me a checklist and I can do the first thing, check it off, do the next thing, check it off. So I love the sound, how it just resonates with a planning process, and proactive is so neat because it's not looking in the rearview mirror like what you said about deadlines and compliance. This is forward-looking and being in the realm of whatever frequency, quarterly or throughout the year, whatever that those time frames would be, I would venture to say that you're going to uncover tax opportunities throughout the year that could be dealt with, that A, could be a revenue opportunity for the accountant or CPA firm, but also it could just be a matter of preventing something that would come up and preventing an issue throughout the year. And now that client feels even more served because they feel part of the process. They see, oh, yeah, we're looking forward to this. Let's plan for. And I think that it really just brings such a whole new depth to the relationship. So that's my impression of what you just said. Is that pretty on base?
It is, absolutely. Well stated for hearing this for the first time. So thank
you. Really. I mean, it's really interesting because I've not, you know, a lot of times I talk to people and I've not read their book or gone through their courses, but many times I perceive, you know, oh, well, you said this. Is that really what this is? And it's like, yes, that's exactly right. So I love how you guys are the word proactive. You know, that is so huge. So let's talk a little bit about how many steps is this experience when we think air quotes throughout the year, right? So how many steps, and then who facilitates them? Is it like, oh, well, the client didn't come in for their step four, so I guess they didn't want it. Who is going to make sure that each step is initiated?
Yeah, great tie-in. Let me just touch on two points that you made, if I may. The PPP, when you talk about additional revenues or opportunities for accountants, is actually a revenue generator in its own right. That level of service and what they're actually getting, and you'll see through the process and how it's kind of facilitated, can be a kind of retainer model for accountants. So I just want to point that out. If you put that PPP in its own little box, that is a service that clients can actually sign up for. So that's one of the many additional revenue streams in addition to advanced tax planning and working with all these experts.
And well, then the other side, let's just even pause right there for 2 seconds, because yes, it might be a blip of a revenue stream and that's wonderful, but also you cannot quantify the value of retention. You know, they say it takes costs 5 to 7 times more money to go out and find a new client than to retain a current one. So if this PPP is a nice revenue bump, that's wonderful. The client feels that much more taken care of. It's a proactive approach to serving them better. But because they are more engaged in the process with you and the accounting firm, and they tend to then would stay longer, I mean, you never know. Sometimes people are like, I'm just going to move on. That accountant, that CPA didn't, you know, value me or is not, you know, paying attention to me. So I'm just going to go where I am getting paying attention to. Well, now maybe the PPP takes care of that, and that retention scoots out further so that lifetime value of a client gets larger and larger and stronger.
Yeah, it's going to be unlikely a client ever leaves. I mean, let's just put a fine point on it. You know, it's night and day for, you know, somebody going to their accountant at tax time and I don't see them all year. You know, in this case, they're meeting 3-4 times a year. They're focused on everything on personal and business side. They're calling their accountant for pretty much anything, financial and even non-financial. So yeah, it's entirely different. So the only other point I want to kind of reiterate, I think worth mentioning again, is that it's so much more preemptive. And so if you're being reactive in the relationship with clients, the accountant really has their hands tied. So if it's April, right, what can you really do in terms of what happened last year?
Yeah.
Not much. And you're just kind of telling them, well, too bad. If I had known 6 months ago, we could have maybe done something, but now we can't. So proactive versus reactive. It's just an entirely different way. And for accountants and their staff, even, it becomes less stressful. You're more efficient. You enjoy your work more. And you can really strike that kind of life-work balance that a lot of CPAs can't, because they're always in that reactive mode. So, but moving on, you wanted to know, your question was about the process or the kind of steps in the process. And so this won't surprise you, Mike, but there's 5 steps.
Hey, back to 5.
Back to level 5 and the magic number 5. So and so when we look at this, it's you know, we provide accountants and CPAs, as I mentioned, maybe in the past, with a branded site that helps facilitate this process. Okay. So that technology pulls together the process, the systems, the virtual office, so that it's all tracked digitally and anybody in the team can track where the client is in this process. So it follows a proprietary five-step process. The first really is what we call the diagnostic. So similar to going into your doctor's office, right? So that platform has a digital diagnostic, which covers, again, items on both the personal business side. It uses an algorithm to help identify key planning opportunities. And then we help the client prioritize what those opportunities may be. Sometimes 10, 15 opportunities come out of that diagnostic. Obviously, we can't cover all those at once, so we may prioritize maybe three or four. Okay. Step two is really starting to identify the solutions around those opportunities. So we're either leaning on our what we call our local core teams, the accountants team, or my wealth management team at level five. And then we're looking at the extended virtual office team, family office team, to see what are really strategies to consider and who are the players on the team that we should be pulling into the conversation. Step three goes into what we call a deeper dive. And so it's common we need to go farther with our diagnostic, uncover additional data, collect information to really ensure we have the whole fact pattern to kind of hone in on the appropriate strategies. And then step four, when we've identified these and we're pretty sure of what the potential solutions would be, we're introducing the client to the team member. It could be me, it could be the accountant, it could be the expert, but we're generally meeting jointly, right? All of the whole team is together, and now we're just educating the client. And here's a few opportunities and strategies that you want to be consider. Get all their questions answered, get them to a level of comfort where they can make an educated decision. And then finally, if they choose to, in step five, they choose the strategy, it's a good fit for them, they're comfortable, it makes sense, you know, they're hearing from me and the accountant that it makes sense, then we help them implement and we shepherd them through that whole process. And then really, it could be a sixth step, I guess, but it's really rinse and repeat.
It's a bonus.
So when we present this in visual form, it's kind of linear, but I always say it's circular. And so we'll rinse and repeat and go back to those other opportunities we had identified at the beginning. And that happens throughout the year and future years.
Excellent. And so
reset process.
Yeah, I like that a whole lot. And when you, like, for instance, if someone is working with you on the and you're working with them on the diagnostic, at the end of that meeting session or step, I'm sure there's like a trigger for, okay, the next step is, you know, in 1 week we need to do this, or 2 months we need to do that, or, you know, oh, we need to go into, you know, this before we go into the next step. So the client might see that circular, but they then are confident that they're going to be told, okay, the next step is, and here's the timeline, here's the trigger, so that they know where they are in the process and they're not going to miss a step.
Absolutely, yeah. And that platform that I was referring to, that technology is really project management platform. And you can show them on the screen where we are in the process, what's next. The MAP five-step process, as we call it, is shown in that platform as well. So, yeah, it's very systematized. It's very easy to follow, and it should be very clear. Now, I will say, obviously, in reality, it takes time to gather all the information and pull this stuff together, but it's very clear to the client of what happens.
Yeah, that's nice, because, you know, it's kind of like when you talk about goal setting, personal, professional, you know, goal setting, and it's like, boy, when you sit down and actually do a goal setting session of where you want to be in 1 year and then work backwards and say, okay, to achieve that, I need to do this, and then before that, I need, and now you see this clear progression of, okay, well, I can do this one step right here this week to get to the next step next month. It just is this liberating feeling of clarity. And so I would think that that is what a lot of your clients are experiencing with this five-step process, right?
Yeah, because most clients, they're confused. There's a lot of information out there. They're super busy, especially our business owners, as we know, right? Entrepreneurs. So between business and family, et cetera, they're in a lot of overwhelm. So we're able to kind of offload that, provide a clear process, and then summarize everything in what we call a one-page plan so they can see the executive summary of what we're working on. We also kind of have a dashboard that they can look at, as well as the CPA, to say, okay, here's where we're red, meaning we stopped the process, yellow we're working on, green we're done. And so it simplifies your life quite a bit.
And does that include both the client and the CPA accounting firm? So is the strategic alliance partner privy to seeing the process and where they are and kind of being part of that as well?
Yeah, that's all part of their branded website or portal, if you will. So that PPP platform is branded to the CPA firm. They can go in there and look at where any client is in the process. They can share it with the client or not. They can print off the report and show it to them. So, yep, it's all clear for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, you know, to me, it seems like when you have a wonderful service for, let's say, in this case, CPAs and accounting firms, and you say, hey, wouldn't it be nice to earn some extra revenue? So refer clients to me and we'll take good care of them. That's a referral relationship. This seems a whole lot more robust and actually beneficial than just send me some referrals and I'll send you a Starbucks card. Talk a little bit about that impression that now you're able to offer and deliver to, you know, your strategic alliance partners.
Yeah, I mean, I don't compare this to a referral model at all. And I've mentioned in the past, it's really an outdated model. And so this is really creating a whole entirely different service and lens from which an accounting firm is going to operate. And so this level of proactivity almost becomes a division of their firm, and we're an extension of that, my firm as well as the virtual family office. So now they can plug and play into that, and there is no referral model because this is now just an extension of them. And so I think that is a good segue to your other question, I believe, is who facilitates all this, right? And so I guess the way to explain this best is that there's a proactive planning team. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. And the proactive planning team is made up of a few different players. And that could be, I guess, perceived as kind of the local eyes and ears, if you will, focused on the planning priorities that we talked about. And that's made up the client relationship lead. That's usually the accounting partner or one of their senior staff accountants who has heavy client relationships. It's made up of a financial planning lead, and that's usually a certified financial planner like me or the equivalent of credentialed and experienced planner here at Level 5. And then you have typically, depending on the size of the firm and the volume, a proactive facilitator and or coordinator, and they're really doing the scheduling and kind of the heavy lifting from an administrative standpoint. So you can see, I guess I bring this up as well, is because it's an integration of several different entities as part of a core team. And when we meet with clients, it's really a united front. In a lot of these meetings, it's me, the accountant partner, and frequently an expert meeting with the client. So that's entirely different. Again, like you said, Mike, the referral, I'm going to send you down to Bob down the street, go talk to, hopefully he takes care of you.
Yep. And hopefully he actually made contact and was nice and did what he said he would do. But in this case, you actually are actually launching a division of the accounting firm's agency or company, and then you're co-branding it and saying, here it is, it's all done, boom, pre-built content, website, landing pages, dashboards, and then you guys at Level 5 are facilitating not only the advising and all that, but also the next steps in each process so that the CPA team knows what's going on and the spotlight is shining on them to go, wow, this is awesome. And they're just kind of sitting kind of off to the side, smiling and nodding, going, yep, we agree. Oh, that's a good advice. And we need to now do this. You know, I mean, it just to me feels like You're driving the car, but you're getting all the benefits of having launched this in your accounting firm without having to do all of the brain power of thinking, how do I do it, or cost or expense or trial and error.
Yeah.
This is a proven model that you're installing right in there. And it's like, okay, let's hang the shingle. Yes. Let's say we're open for business. come on, come all.
I guess you could call it like a franchise. You can start your own burger joint, or you can go buy McDonald's. And not that I like McDonald's, but it's similar, that whole franchise concept. Yes. We've done the heavy lifting. We've created a system that we know that works with hundreds of accountants around the nation already. But the accountant stays at that central role. They're still the client relationship lead, but they don't have to go out and create this.
Yes.
And mind you, we haven't talked about one thing, Mike. What does it cost? This costs the accountant nothing. We bring them to them as part of the strategic alliance, part of that, I guess, goodwill of forging this new division together. So it's kind of it's a nice place to be. It really doesn't cost anything for the accountant. They can increase tenfold their services to clients, and they can increase their revenue per client dramatically. So if you're charging $500,000 for a tax return, and our average revenue per client is now going up to $5,000 or $10,000. You can have that lower volume, more enriched relationship with your clients that you always like and enjoy, but without having to do it yourself. So there's a lot of benefits.
You ever heard of the Pareto principle, Todd?
Yeah, 80-20.
So you could, in essence, say to the accounting firm, okay, we're not going to go fire your clients, but what if you took the top 20%, and what if you, as the agency owner, really focused on them, and we're going to, you know, use all of these, you know, family office for that. The other 80% that are only providing 20% of the revenue, let's offload those to one of your junior accountants to service and do a great job, but they don't need to have this full, robust, you know, relationship. So it allows then the accountant, the CPA, to really feel way more fulfilled because they're not pulled in 19 directions. They're focusing on their top 20% and going a lot deeper, delivering higher value.
Absolutely. It's funny you mention this, because just yesterday I was on the phone with one of my longtime accountant friends and partners. I think it's been about 10 years or so now. And on the one hand, business has been thriving and great. She's up to about 1,000 clients now. Revenue is strong. But on the flip side, she's created, I call it a monster. You know, she's got so many clients that they can't serve well. And it's straining your staff, and she can't hire enough people fast enough and the right people. Everybody has that challenges today. So we had this exact conversation. We talked about it last year, and I think we're going to move forward this year. And that's really culling, you know, the bottom tier of clients. And that's offloading them to, like you said, junior accountants. We may even actually be selling some of them so that we can really focus on the core, what we consider higher value, more enjoyable client relationships. And so it's exactly what you're talking about, Mike. And
neat.
A lot of our accountants that we work with are heading in that direction. Because,
and I think,
like I said to her, why not have 500 clients that are high value, that you enjoy doing all this stuff with, rather than 1,000 of kind of turn and burn tax prep,
yes.
You know?
So, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think that makes so much sense. And I want to just kind of go a little deeper on that last point you made, and then we'll wrap up here. Pricing, numbers, investment. It seems too good to be true. Where's the shoe going to drop? Like, oh, there's no cost. And is the fine print really, well, we pay for everything up front, so there's no cost to the accounting firm, but we are going to charge a revenue share fee. We're going to get part of your revenue. Is there anything like that? What is the sharing there to where, you know, it does sound too good to be true.
Yeah, it does. So the way I present it to our new partners is, you know, we're building a division. We're building a mini business inside of a business together. You know, my intent is always this to be a partnership. And for a partnership to work, I think a 50-50 share is good. And so I don't have any interest, or I'm not talking about their existing revenue from tax and accounting services. I'm talking about on the proactive side. So the revenue share there typically is, if we decide to charge for that PPP as its own service, we typically share that monthly revenue. Obviously, there's time and technology and everything that we've invested in, so we think that's fair. And then if there's advanced tax planning or anything that comes from any of the expert solutions, we also share in that. So really, it's nothing from their existing revenue stream. It's a share on any future revenue stream. Yeah. If that makes sense.
And they're receiving a revenue share for work you guys are doing on the planning side of things.
Exactly. Right. So
it's kind of like hey, I think you've been overpaying on whatever, your phone bill or your electric bill. Let me just do a quick audit. And lo and behold, I found $10,000 that with one letter, I can go and get it all back for you. Once it comes back and hits your account, my fee is 30%. And you're going, I don't have any money now from this. You're going to find $10,000 and I have to give you $3,000? Of course. And there's nothing up front. So, yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because I know that, you know, their setup of graphics and co-branding and dashboards, no cost there. And then when you find an increased revenue for the accounting firm, you're sharing it back to them. So it's an upside for the accounting firm. And then, of course, if there's some tax planning things, there's a little share back to you. But I'm sure the fair percentage, we don't need to get into numbers, but I'm certain that it is a dramatic increase in the accountant's revenue, just like what you were saying. In addition to just the clarity of the accountant going from 500 clients to 1,000 example, I'll bet you that person is working a few less hours per week and enjoying their personal and professional life even more.
Yeah, I mean, it's common these days. I don't know how many accountants you talk to, but it used to be that this is their slow season, summertime.
Yeah.
And they're all busy. You know, this particular accountant, they still have 300 tax returns to get done. And so that business model where they're really busy in the early spring and then they have fun the rest of the year is kind of gone. And so, striking that balance is much easier when you have lower volume, higher value, and you're driving the relationship rather than just reactively answering phone calls and emails and putting fires out. So it's drastically different.
Well, Todd, I really just love your model. I love what you're doing to serve the CPAs that you work with. So let's wrap up with what's the best way someone can reach out, connect with you, and learn more about this family office PPP relationship?
Yeah, I'd love to have a conversation with anybody who's interested in exploring this. Like I say, everything is typically on our website at www.level5financial.com. That's L-E-V-E-L, the number 5, financial.com. I can also be reached at 719-323-1240. Tracy, my assistant, will get you on my calendar. So I look forward to talking to anybody.
Excellent. Todd, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.